I thought back to the moment when the stranger had come into the room. Yes, he had been wearing a cloak too. Full of fear, I quickly took the cloak from Mr. Preston and left the room. The next morning I left Oxford and escaped to Europe. I was now known to be a cheat at cards, and every door in England would be closed against me. But bad luck travelled with me. In fact, I soon realized that my troubles at Oxford had been only the beginning. Soon after I arrived in Paris, I met William Wilson again. There, too, he destroyed my evil hopes. Everywhere I went, year after year, he appeared like a ghost and came between me and my plans. In Rome, he stopped me from getting what I wanted. In Vienna, too. In Berlin. And even in Moscow. Wasn't there anywhere where I could be left alone? I went from city to city, trying to escape from him. But I couldn't feel free. I couldn't be alone. He followed me everywhere. Again and again I used to ask myself these questions. Who is he? Where does he come from? What does he want from me? But I could find no answer. I thought deeply about all the times when I had seen him. In every city, I realized, Wilson had done the same thing. He had not stopped my plans all the time, but only when they were evil and dangerous, either to others or to myself. I understood all this, but still I was very angry. Why couldn't Wilson leave me alone? Why couldn't he let me live in the way I wanted to?